주 바르도 다니 자수 제 다게 제제제 세남제 졸라 벤제 산제 주발 조스야나
Okay, that what I should say. What I should. 야, 오늘 야 틱즈질라고 인지털러로 와. Okay, yeah, we just recited the foundation of good quality in that last verses, right? Last verse, do you remember? Last verse, and in Tibetan say, 깨와 군도 양다 라마당 담에 체지빨라 롱제진 사다 람지 연대 랍존에 도제 창기 공방 유톱 쇼스. That is very powerful, very blissful, and very meaningful. Okay, it said in English. How to say that? May I achieve the Vajradhara status, right? Okay, yeah. May I achieve the Vajradhara status? Vajradhara stages. For that, I never separate from my perfect guru, and I think so. Enjoy the dharma practice is more referred. enjoy the dharma practice, and. And I complete and call it a good quality of path and ground. For achieve the Vajradhara status. In English, this last verse is meaning like that. So this was. It content, right? It content all status of the Lamrim path. This verses content all Lamrim stages of the path, all stages of Lamrim, from Guru devotion to enlightenment, Buddhahood, right? So this is, if you, when you recite these last verses, if you have time more, you thinking, you have to think these verses more detail. If you think these verses more time, then if you have time, then you think these verses and from the guru devotion and to enlightened how to develop the path and. Stages, how to increase quality, develop the good quality for the Buddhahood, how to develop the path and develop path and stages to achieve the Vajradhara means. Vajradhara is okay. Not just the Vajradhara, your Buddhahood, achieve the Buddhahood. So then, when you think, Jewakundu, when you say, may I never separate. My perfect guru in my all the physical life, and at that time you how to practice the guru devotion and enjoy dharma practice means how to develop the stages of the lamrim path stages of path, right? How to develop, and then there are many path, many there are different level path, right? Sada lamjit yendra rabzon there. The quality of path and there are many quality of path and quality of ground. Usually we say quality of path. There are actually the five stages of path, right? Then this is the path of preparation, path of accumulation, path of preparation, path of sing, path of meditation, path of normal land. And this is usually we say the five stages of path. And before that, two path, right? What are there, right? It's path of small scope and path of middle scope. So actually there's seven stages of path to Buddhahood, to enlighten, right? So the seven stages of path include the last when you recite this verse, you have to think. You should think this: how to develop these stages of path. First, you have to develop the small scope, the path of small scope. Then you must have a path of middle scope. Then a path of great scope. Great scope means when you develop the bodhicitta, when you develop the great compassion, then it's the path of great scope. So before we have to develop two path of small scope, path of middle scope. So like that, how to practice it, this was shown like that. This was explained. Not clear explained, but you you have to think. It's show like that, like that. So you have to think more, then you understand this. Then if you completely these seven stages of path, then you your wish automatically complete. Your wish as like Vajratara. Achieving the Vajratara, like this is the final goal, like that. So when we recite, may I achieve the Vajratara status. For that, we need to practice, right? What is practice for that? First, we need to guru devotion, right? That means may I never separate my perfect guru, not just this life, for in my physical life, and enjoy Dharma practice. And then gradually and completely quality of path and ground. Then finally achieve the achieve the vajradhara status. Like that, it's shown like that. So we have to think like that, right? Understand? Yes. Okay. That's okay. Yeah. The dress that dang inji tholan yasare. Oh, kangdar ja jewa kundu yanda lama da thami chiji palalon. Sada lamji yende rabtu na doje changi kumbwa nyuto sho siye tegi. Ta lamji rimba chazang ji temba res. Yeah, ta saru tang da ta.
So, sabu chungmena. Sabu chungmena. He's saying if I don't say it more clearly, I mean, Geshe-la has stated it very clearly, but as this verse says, again, it contains all of the stages of the path within that one verse, beginning with, in all my lives, never separated from my perfect guru, may I enjoy the excellent dharma, and then traversing perfecting all of the stages of the paths and the grounds, may I quickly attain the state of Vajradhara. So really, this one verse, if we think about it, has within it all of those stages of the path.
Oh, dang it, that Yabada, Tinde in Zata, the Tigje de Tao, Zomba Bote, Pache, the Dim by Tromden by Singendo Jutto Kosote, Tromden Javi Jungne, Chojegi Loma, Oh Kongita, Chilapchimbo Shores, the Tigje di, the Yenden Shijuma Kasi Dueg to the Marana. And Tigja di ten, and some lot the two say, Jawakundu Yanda Lama Dang, City Shenye, Tenzu de Ten, and Tame Chijipa, Long Jing, Sied, that Chijipa, Mambo Yore, that Chijipa, the Carreres, and Sada Lamji, and then Lobjon Chedre, Chijipa, Long Jay, like Chilla, Long Jayate, and Carreres, Sada Lamji, and then Gila Jedre. That Sada Lamji Yende, Citizamba Lam de la Anikiu Chungi Lamne, Sungne, Kiwi Chimbi Lam, Ta Lam Rimba Sum Yore, Kiwi Chimbi Lamla, Anni, Soso Kiwi Sani, Pakbalobi Sa Ju, Sechenita Namji, Jolam da Tolamni Soso Kiwi Sa, Anni Tolamne Yakipadu Sa Ju Tini, Doje Changi Kumba Top City, Sanga Mandu Namji, Yende Shiju Yuminala, Anni, Goshenin Tenzune, Juk Hartongi Parar City, Toy Wang to China Dipadu. That digang Naji Nembe Jamna, Lam Jerim da Zorim Tana, Anni Doje Chang, Sia, the Doje Chang Tobala, Dingelata, Jerim Duzo, or Dukes Chenity, Duzo Samlo Tansona, Anni Yenden Shiju Chik Chazang, De Marang Naya, and Digi, then Samlo Yongzo Jitana, Anni Di Chikpa Chikang Res, yeah.
So here, this last verse of the Foundation of All Good Qualities, which was composed by Jelamon Tsongkhapa, that verse at the end actually is composed by Dromdenpa, who was a student of Jo Atisha. And so we should recognize Thank that you. There are great blessings to that verse. So if we don't have the time to recite the entire Foundation of All Good Qualities, in reciting this verse, we can sort of contemplate all of the stages of the path. So again, beginning with, in all my lives, never separated from the perfect guru, that kind of guru devotion, and then going into the next line where it says, like, never sort of separated from enjoying this excellent dharma, really means to generate within one's own mind the various stages of the path, beginning with the kind of realizations or understandings of the path of small scope, and then the being of middling scope, all the way into the being of great scope, and those then traverse the grounds and the paths. Here we usually talk about the two paths of ordinary sentient beings, which is referring to the path of accumulation and the path of preparation, followed by at the path of seeing, one becomes an Arya or a superior being. So those three paths of a superior being. And so here, this usually we say the entirety of the stages of the path according to the sutra tradition is beginning with guru devotion all the way through special insight. And if we add then onto that the practice of the Vajrayana, Mahayana. This includes the path of generation, the stage of generation, the generation stage, and so forth. Really, within just this single verse, all of the stages of the paths are contained. And so reciting that is something that has a great blessing to it because of its origin, but also contains the entirety of this path to progress to Buddhahood.
Oh, digita. Ta ti du samlo ta ta nganzo dinde inzan ta sada lam ji yende rap zo la de sada lam de la ani ta nganzo jiu chungu dang dingi korte ta takpa ra ji ta nganzo shegi ora ta mida ba khasang kenyi mida ba da dunga ba da tongba mangbo ji se di mangbo ji keja de mida ba da dunga keja mangbo ji jiu chungu chungu gi ka la yongi ora Ta tini ngejung dang siye da kuwa ji nyemik dang ngejung dang siye di zo jiwu dungi samba yonggi yore, jiwu dungi chenggo che re. Pena ngejungi samba la lo changye kuwa ji dunga la chante ge. Ta ne naza dang go naya da di zo la chante zamjik da da jiwu chungu sigmara da jiwu chungu sidi da ngesonggi dunga la jikne ani dedro la jende ki samlo jik. Yobache di chedo ani kewa duye tela jiu chungi samlo dine kewa duba tela jiu chungi che sgore ta di chedo che sungdi zamba tene o ta mitak ba re da dunga wa re da ani nge dunga gi nang ne dunga che sho de nge song gi re nge song la che na dunga selam me ba yore se che she yong di digi samlo na la o ta nga nge song le tarwa ji che go sam ye na ani che de dang che nyam su leng geng gi kansa ta changma jiu chungi che cha re jiu chungi cha re Ta teza main batini, oh, ngenson la tani, tedro la jena yang, tandung mila jena yang, mila ani, la midan sala jena yang, dunga, jega naji dunga de mutine yongi yore, mila jena yang, jega naji dunga de yoyoba che, di gang la tandung yang, ani, togeta, ta tse, tse digi, mila jena yang, ta tse tegi ne naza ta, semma ji wata, semdra ta, wata dindigi. A toke tamsum ge dunga mangbo yore o dinde ge toke tamsum chokye ge ti deba deba kharsore debe phongba da miteba tokdu baba deba mitu ba dang miteba jungwa o dinde ge dunga mangbo yeti ta mila chena yang thada mila chena yang dunga ge rangsin ji resha ta khowalem tarwaji chege ge du dunga yongsu zogba sege ge du de seba la jewa de chegu khowal la jewa sie de dog ge du di che du chejik chege du samsona ani thangbong ne jung khowal la jin dongde ge lo jena ne jung re di che du che garchi go resna khowal la dog bi tapte Ani ngesu tobi tapte an tame ba tobi sherabla soba yongu mitak tunga tame ba la so tenshi ta ti o duks chani dila ta jiwu chungi lamrim sigore
So here, as it says in that third line, completely perfecting the qualities of the grounds and the paths, really this includes not just those of the great, the being of great scope or the being of great capacity, but thinking about those kinds of contemplations of the being of small scope and the being of middling scope. And so this includes things like recognizing death and impermanence and the kind of suffering nature of samsara. We were talking about this a lot. Last time, but here a being of a small scope is contemplating that in order to avoid a rebirth in the lower realms, and a being of middling scope thinks about the faults of samsara, that how this cycle of rebirth is in the nature of suffering, and so here then. It isn't just wanting to be free from the lower realms, but really to get out of samsara altogether. So here, beginning with the being of a small scope, they recognize that, well, if I were to be born into the lower realms, all of the kinds of sufferings that I would experience, I want to avoid that. And so they engage in the practice of dharma, in doing virtue and avoiding non-virtue in order to ensure that they don't have to fall into such a fate. But then there is, so in order to be freed from that kind of suffering, suffering out of fear of that. They engage in the Dharma. But then a being of middling scope contemplates that, well, still, even if I am born as a human or a god, this is still within the nature of suffering. So here we're not talking about just wanting to be freed from the kinds of sicknesses or headaches, mental anxieties that we have of this life, but really related to those that will come in whatever rebirth we take in the future. So thinking about the faults of samsara, like the fact that we do experience illness, we experience unhappiness, we experience anxiety. There are all of these kinds of concerns related to, and they usually have this sort of tripartite thinking about sort of our food, our clothing, our reputation, all of those kinds of concerns that we have. This is something that we will continue to worry about so long as we are in samsara, having to encounter those things that we don't want to encounter, having to not get what we wanted to get, trying for something and not being able to achieve that. And so recognizing that wherever we are born within samsara, even a higher, happier rebirth, this is going to be in the nature of suffering. And that kind of attitude that says, well, I need to be freed from that. I need to reverse this repeated taking rebirth due to karma and the afflictions. And so one then engages in the, like, searches out and engages in the method to be able to reverse that, to avert this kind of rebirth within samsara, which is really the wisdom realizing selflessness, the wisdom that contemplates the Four Noble Truths that we have been talking about before and the 16 characteristics of those in order to be able to free oneself from that cycle of suffering.
Oh yeah, that didn't mean that the 계우충 Tini xianla yang ani rang dang zhawa am rang le ta pe che ba zimba o dinde jige ani samba che ne kare si na ani rang gi dunga yang mangbo ji xian gi te rang gi dunga se tiang rang gi dunga se nga zu dunga se gi tap she chi gi ora rang gi dunga se mangbo ji xianla ten ge gi ore ro xianla ten ne rang gi dunga se ge gi ore o xianla tene rangi dunga se gege yodi xian de dunga kangla tene sisi ani yudi zo za chenpo ma ziba yina ani nangme xiakba yina rangi dunga se tuye yo mares o dinde yinzang ta dinde yinzang rangi dunga sen de shuk chenpo yewi kapjila tene disye ki tapshe ngoma yakshio trao de ani xian rang le jang xian jie ba jin bi an din de ki ta pe lo ji jie ba yin de la de ne an rang gi dung a chung ru zhe tar an rang gi dung a se zhe o duk si jie ba yin ti ni kang zam zhe jin xian dung a ge xian de lo chen bo o de duk sam yong de zam ba xian gi dung a le mi bi an tan de gi lo jie yong de ti ni ning jie chen bo xie de ta le yong de ji bi ji bu chen bi lam 고츠바레 닝제 쳔보 남 깨바나 기부 쳔비 람 고츠바체 다 딘다위 닝제 쳔보 깨발라야 아니 니 당봉 년 당봉 니 람바 가레 땅념 세데 랑 둥아 미데바 대신도 아니 셴야 둥아 미데바 어 찍바 찍짱 이바 충바 삭바르도야 랑 둥아 미데바레데 미데바 짬마이바 둥아다 타그 탄데 요로 타게기 요나 아니 셴라 아니 Then a tag gigore, roa, contest a tag or resina. Ben a rang, dungale tire get chedu, carachigoresina. Chen yam lenchura, chen yam lenche, said the mang chewati Yana kunjo, gabula ten a chechure. Yana masim gel ten a chechu, nima to yo mare. Sonam sassi shing de la nima to mewa, so sassi shing de la. Che rang dungal thawi chidu che chigi yore che che sie da che tyang ani simje la tene che ge gi yoan za ani simje sie de tewe jang za chim bo zi gu re dinde jang dinde gi dine simje la pe rang gi rang de ji khang le jung xi de simje za ani simje sie de za chim bo tong wa xian simje sie de zang ba dine za chim bo tong wa da yi dong wa tong song na ani dang yum sie de ge gi ro te la tene ning je chim bo ge da ning je chim bo de ani shuk zhaoji, ani ya 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 pe yongdi, ani changju ki sem siyedi. O duks cheni, ta changju ki sem kye yongdi zamba, tini lamla, lamna simba asigire, ta tekba chimbi lamna, tepadu tekba chimbi lamna simba maare. Changju ki sem kye yongdi, tekba chimbi chadu tsuba, ani tekba chimbi kangsa siyedi chabare. Oda ningji chimbo kye yongdi zamba, tekba chimbi rik seba as, ta ningji chimbo kye wi, ke yongdi zamba tekwa chimbi rikse ba tini che de tekjengi che chagi yore ina tekjengi kansa chagi yo mare tekjengi kansa de ta changju gi sim ke ba ne sung de o duks cheni tiba du duks to ba res ya
So here at the point of the being a middling scope, they are contemplating getting out of the sufferings of samsara. And so here, a being of small scope and a being of middling scope, they're both really thinking about their own aims, right? Their own sufferings and being able to alleviate those sufferings, whether it's from the sufferings of the lower realms or the sufferings of samsara. But here, when one moves into the being of great scope, they recognize that that kind of self-centeredness is actually a part of the problem, that this is something that is to be cast aside for a kind of cherishing of other sentient beings. So here, when we think about our own sort of suffering and wishing for the extinction of that suffering, it is in dependence upon other sentient beings that we are able to achieve that kind of exhaustion, that extinction of our suffering. And so those who are alleviating your suffering, who are integral in that process of alleviating your suffering, it would be quite unsuitable to just sort of not care about their suffering as well, right? And so the best way to actually achieve our own greatest happiness and aims is through casting aside that kind of self-centeredness and that self-cherishing attitude to instead cherish other sentient beings. The actual method for that is through developing this kind of attitude that cherishes others and working for their benefit. So here, this wish to free other sentient beings from their suffering based upon a recognition that they also suffer and that they are really the source of your happiness is then what helps us to give rise to great compassion. And it is sort of with that great compassion that one begins the path of the being of great scope. And as I've said before, the foundation of this is equanimity. Like just as we want to be happy and we don't want to suffer, all other sentient beings are the same, right? And it is also the case that in order to free ourselves from our suffering, we do so in relation to other sentient beings. The methods by which we are able to achieve our elimination of our suffering is really through doing the practice of Dharma in relation to two fields, we could say. There is the triple gem, the Buddha, the Dharma, the Sangha, that is we make offerings, we do various virtuous meritorious practices to gain a great store of positive energy, and then we do so as well in relation to sentient beings by being generous and practicing ethics and patience and so forth. And so we accumulate merit. We accumulate this positive store through both of these two fields. So the Dharma that we do is in relation to both the sort of triple gem as well as in relation to sentient beings. And so the alleviation of our suffering really is integrated with others. It is the case that we are only able to achieve that in dependence upon others. It is therefore the case that other sentient beings are the source of our happiness. And so in dependence upon our generating this attitude of equanimity, recognizing that all sentient beings are equal to us in their desire for happiness and their desire not to suffer, and that also we are only able to eliminate our suffering in dependence upon them, we then generate this attitude of great compassion. And it is with the generating of great compassion that we sort of awaken this Mahayana lineage within us, this lineage of the great vehicle. Now, at that point, we actually haven't become become a fully like a definitional Mahayana practitioner, that comes when we generate this attitude of bodhicitta, or the mind of awakening, that says, I wish to become a Buddha for the benefit of all sentient beings. But this is the way we sort of proceed through these various stages and eventually become a practitioner of the Mahayana at the point of having generated that attitude of bodhicitta.
Oh yeah, that in the ane ore that chenjugle sungba na shin chenjugle thanda thanda jigba ro a nganjugi sangje siti zamba sa chenbo da yidu wa pe xiao cha chenbo chi sa de pe xiao ji zigi ro za chenbo da da dine ane pe chila bra ya da simje siti zamba ni ke gu ji ra ya da su ra ya da ka pa yo pa yo bu ju sa dao ma to chu ra ya kha ya me ba dao ji sam lo tang din de ma re ja se xi wa le ro a sang jian nam dang sim jian la ja se jun jun na la sang jian nam dang sim jian la ani gar sa sang jian nam dang sim jian la kyawa namda simjen la ore sanje namda simjen la sanje chedu dawa la kyawa namda simjen la re kyawa namda simjen la sanje chedu dawa la jala khiba jala khije thesin du simjen namla chide means roa kyawa sina sanje sanje da simjen ni ani sanje ji khombang che sanje ji khombang dubye la dubi yu la chikba chikjang re sanje che duba la be za che jung ro de jigba re sang je che du da wa la man du la be za chim bo sang je rang sang je wa la sang je la ten go re rang sang je wa la sim je la ma ten ta me re o rang sang je wa la sang je da sim je ni che du ba che du bi ge che du tun je la da wa yin ba jig la man zu ge ja la khi je te shin du si de sang je la khu ba che ba dang za chim bo zi ba te shin du sim je nam la ma che de kha re re jun je min du la re sim je nam la ji de min kha re che ni che gi yo ma re di la jun je ji ya min du se o da ja se shi wa le du si re si din de za sim je si de zam ba sang je da da wi za chim bo ji 다고레스 디통화이나 아니 심젠라 당보게 당보 안에 심젠 탐젤라 팬데 두비에게 팬바 마중네 심젠 탐젤라 네비 삼바데 도르그레 로 아니 남진가 주승구다 팬마도 난네 네 당보 네 만네 네 맞자와지 고고로 다 팬마도의 강라 탄도 네 자체나티니 소소 둥하기 녜송라 둥예레 오 다 당보 아니 심젠 자침부지 통화 이동하지 통화이나 아니 심젤라 뇌비 삼바용 디조 칼리갈 가도 대가소나 아니 심젤라 팬비 삼바데 칼리갈 제초 깨용 그래 오 독스 챘니더니 아 닝제 챘부 깨 닝제 챘부 깨발라 때네더니 아 다 난도 남진 닝제 챘부 때야 동아다 잔데기 닝제 좀 많이 봐 자와 자로 챘나 삼바 좀 많이 봐 답에 좀데기 닝제 세죠 동아다 자와 때당에 탑시 지기 잉 나랑 랑기 체 탑시 지기 나라 랑기 딘데지 체투와 지기 잉 삼비 땅간도 닝돕당 로곡데 에 둥아지 타로 채나 삼나 둥아다 찬데레 닝제들라 로고 메와 타오지레 빼나 마 마다오지 단 지당 난도 시월에 마다 파니 마시디 미직보 지기와 말다야 전선 마시디 마 말라디 망체 밀라 거기 미직보로 마카틴 챔보레스야 돼 미 마드제 디 말에 마카틴 챔보레 마카틴 챔보레스야 돼 심전 탐재기 마디 시월에 심전 수다 수 이나야 마디 카틴 챔보 시월에 튼조지 이나야 삭바르도야 밀라다 파만 이가기 두구 따종 지기여라 다 튼조지 이나다 삭바르도 파 파데기 시다다 좀 진행 끊보래 둔돌라 다 마데 직보래 딘딘자 최기 나라 마케팅 챔보래 마케팅 챔보래 시에데 미직보라 쓰기요 말해 오 둔돌 딘딘자 다 마 마데 아니 베 마다비 닝제스 뼈자와 슉침보 쇼지 아니 디가라 말로고 연계이나 아니 베 투구데 쪼위 체도 랑기 랑 랑기 베 여기 탑시 지기로 어 강다자 닝도 비엠바 닝제질라 네 동아다 타와 최고 선비 어 네게 닝제지 중화이나 네 쪽기 나 동아래 쪽투바 지기 삼소나 다 딜라 아니 디캅수 아니 랑라 탄다 뉘바메나 어 당가 상제지 마도 까메레 냠도 삼니디니 창주기 쌤 아 현대 현심제 쪽비 최도 창주기 쌤 얘기를 해서 어 독스트로레야
So here there is a verse by the great master Shantideva in which he explains, I mean, normally we look at the Buddha as being something very precious. This is a person who is very precious, that we look at them as being very pleasant and very important. Like, oh, this is where I receive great blessings from. But we don't look at sentient beings in the same way, right? We sort of look down upon sentient beings. And so he has a verse in which he says that Buddhas and sentient beings are equal in terms of being the cause for our attaining Buddhahood. And so why is it that we have respect for the victors or for the Buddhas, but not respect for sentient beings? Really, like asking, there is no reason that we shouldn't have respect for sentient beings, as it is the case that in terms of our doing the Dharma in order to become a fully enlightened Buddha is equally dependent upon Buddhas and sentient beings. We often have this sense of, oh yeah, well, to become a Buddha, I need to rely upon the Buddha, rely upon the teachings of the Buddha, but we also need to rely upon sentient beings. And so there's no reason that we should only have respect for Buddhas, but rather, and at the same time, look upon sentient beings with a kind of contempt, not see them with that kind of same respect, see them as equally precious. Because again, it is the case that in order to become a fully enlightened Buddha, we need to rely not just on Buddhas, but rather we also need to rely upon sentient beings. And so we begin by really having this sense of, well, at the very least, I'm not going to harm other sentient beings. Even if I'm not yet able to benefit them, if I create harm, if I do something that creates suffering for them, that is going to result in something bad for me, like say a birth in the lower realms. So even if we are not able to benefit others, we at least refrain from harming them in any kind of way. And as we develop our understanding, we come to see that, well, actually, it is through benefiting other sentient beings that I myself can achieve this state of Buddhahood. And so the wish to benefit others, once we have that kind of a wish, this isn't just a sense of, may they be freed from their suffering. Our compassion begins by looking at the kind of suffering of other sentient beings, but it doesn't just remain at this level of, oh, may they please be freed from that. But rather, we take on the responsibility ourselves, giving rise to a great kind of mental fortitude or confidence that is really grounded in the kind of understanding of love that a mother has. Now, we often, when we talk about the great kindness of a mother, sometimes we think of only human beings, right? Human mothers and fathers take very much care to protect and rear their young, but we can look out at the animal world, and often it's really in the animal world the mother that does the majority of taking care, protecting, and raising those young. All sentient beings depend upon the kindness of the mother. And so this kind of extremely strong love that a mother has doesn't just wish that their child might be free from suffering, but really has that kind of mental fortitude of, I will protect them, I will benefit them, I will create that. And so if we have that kind of wish toward other sentient beings, recognizing how precious they are, but we also see that, well, right now I don't actually have the ability, the capacity to be able to fully benefit other sentient beings or alleviate their sufferings. So this is where we then generate this wish to become a fully enlightened Buddha in order to benefit all sentient beings. And that's what we call bodhicitta, or this mind of awakening.
Oh, yeah, dus chanitini, chanjugi simke bata tini ta shini tsolam se de jebare, tekba, ta tekba chimbi lamla droroa, tangi tanda, nyendegi lamgi keja shigio marita. Lamga de da ming jigbar, da tanda tekba chimbi lam gi geja shigi yonza, ngen tangbong anzo, ani, jiwu chungi che jig che, roa, jiwu chungi che chigore, che majewa, jiwu chimbi lam dizo je tuye yo mare, da jiwu chungi che, che jig che, tini jiwu dingi che dizo che, dizo kala kamzam ji yakbo cha sona, ceta temba jig. Tindi chason neze de la lesona, tini jiu chimbi che chie la gozu bare. Pena jiu chimbi che chie gozu city, ninja chimbo dang, dang yum la, soba dizo shen la samlo, rang dang, shen siye de halam nyamba doji, kache jung nyamba dang, lakbardu ya shen siye de pe, rangi digi la kachimbo show, imba tong di, yido, tini shen di yido a tong, teta ani, shen la tini dunga chungna miseba, shen suda sula dunga chungna miseba, jayondi, ani ninja chimbo siye de. That did any Jew chimbi, chela ya, tsubare. 깨우침비 삼바 깨버래. 디니야 손이 아니 창조기 쌤 깨용디 당간조 람응애실라 쓰버래. 택받침비 람응애실라. 나 창조기 쌤 깨용디 아니 택받침비 람들라 나요래. 디니 남기 람응아시 초람 조람 통람 검람 밀롭람스. 다 밀롭람스나 상제차래. 다 람당보 초람스에 대해 아니 창조기 쌤 남 깨바나 초람. 다 되라 아니 졸람라 충우다 딩다 첨보세 숨 요래디 가레스 오레스나 아니 졸람 당보 통마께위 깝라디니 졸람 충우 디니 야 초사 디바장 졸람게 내갑수 졸람라 빼나 로직 거기 옛날에 다와직 거기 옛날에 니마주 주인 내갑기다 초소야디 뒤제대라 졸람 충우 테네 니마 니슈파둘라 주네 니슈파구디 졸람데 딩 니슈네 숨죽이 파르데 아니 졸람 첨보디니 다와직이 젤라 졸람 토세 오 졸람 당보께바디 당비간에 초람 가서서 이링둥 담만다 여라 가사라니라 어다텔라 둠부숨체니 통미기대 초람 친구 바르기대 딩 타마대 챔보스 어둑세 아니 초람기 값수 다 저 가르치래서는 초람기 값수 냠랜데 다 덴바시세 가상간조 망보 질레레인바 어저 덴바시라 믹네드니 대달라 아니 따위찬의 동반이도 따와당 아니 대단념도 제비찬의드니 초사 집장치에들에 조다 어 초람기 값수드니 선남기 초다 예시기 초니가 다 사야들에 어둑스레스야.
So here, then, when we generate bodhicitta, that is the kind of entryway into the being of great scope. And so here, we then enter into the path of accumulation, which is the first of these five paths of a bodhisattva. Now here, although the same kind of terminology is used, we're not talking about practitioners who are just striving for their own liberation, hearers and solitary realizers. But here, in order to be able to enter into that path of accumulation, we can't do so without first training our mind in the trainings of the being of small scope and the beings of middling scope, right? Those are prerequisites to then being able to generate that kind of equanimity, seeing all sentient beings as really equal, and then developing that kind of wish to free them from their sufferings and bring them happiness, the kind of attitude that sees other sentient beings as important and wants to bring about their happiness, is unable to bear watching them suffer. And so when one has then generated this attitude of bodhicitta, saying, I want to become a Buddha in order to benefit all of these sentient beings, one enters into the first of these five paths, which is called the path of accumulation, which is subsequently followed by the path of preparation, the path of seeing, the path of meditation, and the path of no more learning, which is at the state of Buddhahood. And so within the path of accumulation, there are three different sort of parts of that, we could say. And so the length of time that one will spend on each of these paths varies by the individual. But let's say that there is, you're going to spend a month on the path of accumulation. Well, when you have first generated bodhicitta and then begin engaging in the practices of accumulating merit and purifying one's negativities, let's say you spend 10 days in that state. And then from the next section, once you have reached a certain amount of accumulation of merit, you then turn to the sort of middling stage of accumulation, and so then progress to the great stage of the path of accumulation. And really, this is due to an increase in the kind of positive store of merits that one has developed. And here, the primary kind of training, as we have discussed extensively, is observing the four noble truths and observing them with this kind of view of emptiness, as well as coordinated with or accompanied by the kind of wisdom or the merit side. So here, along the path of accumulation, one is training in both the accumulation of wisdom as well as the accumulation of merit.
Oh, yeah, da. Tornado. Okay. Oh, everybody. Sound in it.
That's what it says.
Okay.
I don't.
We. Just Juni brother. Here, right? No, no wind. Any outside? Oh. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. I guess we'll all just go downstairs then.
Yeah. Then? 아, 같이 가. 아니 잠시 아까 원래 들어가, 원래 돼인데. 오케이, 오케이, 오케이. Yeah, we go downstairs, basement. basement. 어. 아니, 디 Mac your way. 아, 나이 랑께 자주래, 랑께 체스, 저랑께 체스 자주래. 올라.